At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Calling Buzz Lightyear, the galaxy's greatest hero. Skilled, courageous, and ever vigilant. Leaping into action, Buzz Lightyear hurtles to the rescue. His ongoing mission, to protect the universe from the dark forces of evil. These are the adventures of Buzz Lightyear of Star Command.
You sure have the spirit of the season, XR.
I don't get this holiday stuff. I spend 10 unibucks on you. You spend 10 on me. Why don't we all just keep our money?
It's about the giving.
Then give it all to me.
You really don't get it, do you? Look around. The holiday season is the one time of year everybody is nice to everybody else. Look at the children's faces, XR. See those smiles? I don't know. There's something magical about the holiday.
Mommy, I want to eat.
Call that magical? I call it attempted robot napping. 'Tis the season to be grabbing.
Hello, Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome to the 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. This is day 16. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me once again, hasn't been on here for a few days, but once again, Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
And we are going to be talking about today, Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, Holiday Time. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, a couple of things in doing research on this specific episode of Buzz Lightyear. I found two different Wikipedias that are not the normal. Okay, everybody can sit here and hate the actual Wikipedia.org for, you know, the way I look at it is, grain of salt, people, it's Wikipedia. It may be right, it may not be right. Sometimes they have sources, sometimes they don't. Okay, everybody under the sun can do that, but if there's a Wikipedia like the Phineas and Ferb Wikipedia that you have dedicated users putting information into it that they know is actually factually correct, then I tend to give those wikis a little bit more credit and more, like, I don't really hate Wikipedia. I actually love using Wikipedia to get information. It's a hell of a lot easier than IMDb. Yeah. I mean, IMDb, we can get cast lists and quotes and that kind of stuff, but as far, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I found two different Wikipedias. The first one is Christmas Specials, Christmas-Specials.wikipedia or .wikia.com. And it's basically, it has a whole bunch of Christmas specials listed on it. And I'll have to send Doug the link later here. But it's in this Wikipedia for some odd reason. And maybe it's because they're trying to be PC. I don't know. But it says in the beginning here, Holiday Time is the Christmas episode, and Christmas is just spelled out Christmas, of the Disney Pixar animated series Buzz Lightyear of Star Command. Though for some reason, Christmas is almost always referred to as just the holiday in the story. Now, the stupid thing here is as we go down to the synopsis in this linked article, they... because they're saying that in the show that they just call it the holiday, what they've done in the write-up, I don't know who the hell wrote this, But what they have done here is they have crossed off the word Christmas. After Zurg steals a very high-tech device from Santa Claus, Christmas is crossed out. The holiday seems to be ruined. Now Buzz and the gang must get into the Christmas holiday spirit to help Santa deliver the presents to the children all around the world. And again, Christmas is crossed out there. I'm like, why would you... really? Seriously? Come on, people. Like, I get it. There are many versions of Christmas. And even in the Disney wiki, it's done that way. Both of them. Wow.
Yeah.
I get it, folks. There's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa, there's... What are some other ones?
I should know more. That Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa are about the only ones that I know of that happen at this holiday time.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it.
It's like Jeff Dunham and Walter said, you know what? I've been wanting to say this for a while. Screw you, it's Merry Christmas.
Hey, you know what? I have no problem saying Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Kwanzaa. I apologize if I forget your holiday. It's not that I don't want to wish you a happy whatever. I just don't know about it. I'm sorry. You know, don't take offense that I don't know. I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to be negative towards it. It's just that the way shit happens.
Hmm. Yep. It really, really does. But anyway, Buzz Lightyear, holiday time. This episode, folks, is basically a combination of various things. It's a whole 122-minute plot. It's one whole plot, but it takes its plots from various other Christmas things. Like, you know, you've got Santa Claus. Well, first we've got Buzz as Santa, Mira as an elf, and you got Booster, who's the red alien-looking thing voiced by Stephen Furst. We'll talk about the cast in a minute here, folks. You got him, you know, the kid's basically saying, "You're not Santa! You're not Santa! We want the real Santa!" And Booster is a character that just... he is afraid of his own shadow. He'll jump if his shadow pulls a Peter Pan.
Booster reminded me of, like, he's just a giant overgrown kid. That's the best way to describe him.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. So Buzz and Booster are trying to be Santas at various locations in the mall, and Mira's there with them, and they have the robot XR, and XR is that non-believer, that traditional non-believer, doesn't believe in Santa Claus, doesn't want anything to do with Santa Claus and everything else. And the crazy thing about XR, now I have seen most of the episodes of Buzz Lightyear Star Command when it was originally airing, but I have not seen any of it in a long time. The strange thing about XR, he's voiced by Larry Miller. Okay, now folks, Larry Miller, the only thing that I know for him from other stuff, but the main thing I know him from is one of my absolute all-time favorite movies, 10 Things I Hate About You. He was the dad, you know. I want you to wear the belly. Daddy, no. Not all night, just around the liver. Like, I know Larry Miller's... and I remember him from a few episodes of Mad About You. He was in that with Paul. He became Paul's new editor or something. And so, the fact that Larry Miller is the voice of the robot that doesn't believe is just hilarious to me.
Oh, man, I just have wrong things. Seeing him again in Princess Diaries as the hairdresser.
Oh, God.
If you've never seen it, he is, like, a very flamboyant... He never comes out and says he's gay, but it's like, you know it. And it's no problem, but he's just very happy and, "Oh, your hair look wonderful" type thing. It's the whole Martin Short put into a hairdresser. You know, Martin Short from... Father of the Bride thrown in there, and it's just really bad.
It's, oh God, oh my God, yes, good old Martin Short. as the episode goes along, Santa needs Buzz's help. And apparently Zurg is the number one guy on the naughty list. And Buzz is, you know, and Buzz is like, well, I don't believe in you. Why should I help you? Oh, well, you know, but Buzz is like, I wanted this laser as a, and Santa's like, I'm going to give a laser to a 9-year-old. What happened to Fluffy, Buzz? Nobody knew about the Fluffy incident. That's what I'm saying, Buzz. Okay, I'll help you. So they go and they help Santa. And what I love about this is that because it's Star Command, it's space, it's supposed to be future type stuff. It's not
right.
It's not on Earth. So we find out that Emperor Zurg has stolen the time stopper that Santa has, and that's how Santa delivers all the gifts to the entire universe at this point. Is he stops time. And before that, because that got stolen, before that, what did you do, Santa? Oh, well, I had this, you know, really super fast, you know, sled-a-bob thingamajigger. And Buzz is like, strap it to my back.
That was the best part of the episode for me. I'm just like, that sounds so much like a Tim Allen type of thing of more power.
Yeah, exactly. So after that, and this is where I really kind of, because they were like, that both the time disruptor and the speed thing get destroyed. And they ask Santa, okay, how did you do it before all that? Oh, well, here's my first, and he brings up a very first sleigh, which is, at first, I thought he was gonna have reindeer there. He was gonna have some sort of like space reindeer or something, or some sort of robotic reindeer. No, it's just powered on belief in Santa Claus, which again, a lot of these Christmas cartoons are about that. Whether you believe or you don't believe, why you should believe. You know, you just look at all three Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. You know, it's all about believing. You know, believing is seeing.
See, I saw it, and all I could think of was Elf. You know, got to believe so Santa's sleigh can fly. That was, you know, that was what I thought.
I am sorry. Jen has gotten me to watch Elf like twice, and it's not because of the content of the movie. It's because of who they have in the star. I just can't. Elf.
I'll fix that for you. Go watch Elf the musical that they had. It was a stop motion animation thing that they did last year, and they had Jim Parsons doing the voice of.
Oh God, no!
He did Buddy the Elf. It's so much better. So much better.
I promise. Oh my God! Oh my God! That's hilarious. So you know what would be really cool? What I would really love, because I don't really enjoy either one of these movie franchises. You take Billy Bob Thornton. You take Will. What's his name? Ferrell.
Yeah.
You take Bad Santa and Elf. Bad Elf. There you go. Bad Santa 3, it's a bad elf.
Oh. I could just see that.
Look at all Hollywood. So we find out that Santa's true way of traveling in the very beginning was, you know, his sleigh was powered on belief. So everybody decides to believe, and even XR comes around, and they get all the presents delivered and everything else, and everything's honky-dory, and even Zurg kind of, you know, gets his little comeuppance there a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I like this. I think it's funny. I think it's interesting. What were your overall thoughts as you were watching this?
It's not something I would necessarily watch again, but it was
no.
It was humorous. I enjoyed it. You know, it was kind of funny because when I mentioned to my wife what I was going to be recording on tonight, she goes, "They had a Buzz Lightyear of Star Command TV show," and I'm like, "Yeah, they had a holiday episode." She goes, "They did holidays for Star Command?" I'm like, "Yeah." You gotta sit down and watch it. So apparently, after this, I have to get her to sit down and watch this thing because she missed it when I watched it.
Well, the coolest thing about the series is the voice cast, and you know, you said, I like this cartoon, but this is not one of those ones that's going to get added to my yearly Christmas cartoon watching ability. There are classics, folks, but again, as I've said the last 15 days of this 25 Days of Toontastic Beyond Christmas, I wanted to find every Christmas cartoon I could possibly find that aired here in the U.S. that was, you know, a U.S.-based series. So there are going to be some cartoons that are from... There are going to be some Christmas cartoons here that are from series that we'll probably never watch again. There may be some we don't like. I'm sure there have already been some we don't like in the last 15 days here, but...
Oh, come on. What was it, a scooter for Yaxmas?
Let's not even talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about that. But it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, we may watch again, we may not watch again. And this is just one of those ones that kind of, for me, falls in the middle. I might watch it, like, 5 years from now. But yeah, it's not going to be one. I didn't dislike it. I like the animation. I like the voice acting. I like the plot of the thing. You know, so... With yeah, the voice... Go ahead.
It's not a Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer for me. Yeah. It's just... It's there. I saw it. It was cute.
Yeah, exactly. Going over the voice cast, I remember this happening, but I, you know... It's Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story, folks. I just assumed when the series came out it was going to be Tim Allen. Well, apparently Tim Allen, they didn't cut him a big enough check. So they go to the next funniest person down the line that could sound like Buzz a little bit, and they get Patrick Warburton.
Hey, so, you know, when I first heard that he was going to be Buzz Lightyear, I was like, oh, no, it's not Tim Allen. And then I started listening to him, I'm like, holy shit, it's the Tick.
It works. Yeah, it really works. No, it's not the Tick. It's Arthur.
Well, no. He was the Tick in the live action.
Oh, I keep thinking. I only think of the animated series when people mention the Tick, and I think of Townsend Coleman. All right, so you got Patrick Warburton as Buzz Lightyear. You got Stephen Furst as Booster. Larry Miller as XR, as I already said. Nicole Sullivan as Mira. Wayne Knight as Zurg. So you got two Seinfeld alums.
Jeez.
Adam Carolla was Commander Nebula. Really?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't hear it at first either. And then I started listening to it. I'm like, wow, that actually does sound like him. And I guess if you listen to, you know, his love line or anything else that he's ever done, you can hear his voice.
Oh, yeah. Good old love line. Oh, boy. Those are the days. Overall, I love the cast. Nicole Sullivan is someone that has done Disney stuff for a while, at least back in this time era, because she did Mira Nova here. She also did Shego in Kim Possible. The only other place I have seen her is in another Disney thing. I'm sure she's done other stuff. I know she has. An agent for one of the characters in a Disney original movie called Let It Shine, it's basically a Cerno ripoff.
And for anybody who watched Mad TV, the original Mad TV, she was one of the original cast members back in 1995.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can see her there and hear it.
Absolutely. All right. Out of 5, I'll probably give Holiday Time from Buzz Lightyear a 3.5. I really did enjoy it, but it didn't, like, knock my socks off and put them on the fireplace, you know, so.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, folks. When Santa brings you candy on Christmas morning, you know, Christmas Eve going into Christmas, you're basically eating candy out of your socks.
Oh.
Out of the stockings.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably give this. I hesitate to give it a 3.5, but yeah, I guess a 3.5 would be the best way to put it. If I could say 3.25, okay.
We don't do quarters here.
I know. So 3.5.
You can take that nickel back. No, but 3.5 is kind of like it's average, bordering on good. It's enjoyable, you know? Yeah. Whereas like a straight 3 for me is like, it's just middle of the road kind of thing. So,
yeah.
All right, coming up the next few days, folks, days 17 to 19, we've got some really, really awesome stuff coming up here on 25 Days of Christmas. Steve Megatron is going to be back with us. He's going to be talking on day 17, BTAS, Christmas with the Joker, and Holiday Nights. So we got two Christmas cartoons tomorrow. And in day 18, he's going to be back with JLU's Comfort and Joy. After that, we've got Kim Possible, A Very Possible Christmas, which I may bring you in on that, or I may bring some other people in on that. I don't know yet. And then day 20 to 25, folks, we got all the classics. Charlie Brown Christmas, Grinch, Grandma, Rudolph, and Frosty's Christmas in July. Oh, God, shoot me now. And then the original Frosty the Snowman, the Jimmy Durante one. And then, obviously, the classic Rankin-Bass Rudolph will be day 25. Will be the Christmas Day episode here on Tooncast Beyond. Where can the people find you online, sir?
You can find us out at My Generation at MyGenerationPodcast.com. You can find all of our episodes going all the way back for several years. You can also find us out on Facebook at Talking About My Generation. Leave us a comment. Tell us what you like, what you want to hear. We'll talk about it as best we can.
Absolutely. You can find me at TFU and Mike on Twitter. You can find Tooncast Beyond on Twitter at Tooncast Beyond. At Geekcast Radio is the other network. Is for all the other network updates. Tune in tomorrow when we go superheroing with Batman. And apparently he's never seen It's a Wonderful Life because he just couldn't get past the title.
I raise my mug of hot cocoa to toast the best helpers a Santa could ask for.
Happy holidays, Santa.
Yay!
Yay! Wait a second, where's XR?
He had something special he wanted to do.
Mommy, Santa gave me just what I wanted. Man, I don't believe this.
Oh, you gotta believe, kid. Trust me, you've got to believe.